It's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell. It's a new year and things kick into high gear around the Capitol. But as state lawmakers return to Sacramento to push their legislation, California's budget woes will continue to take center stage. Jenny O'Mara has more from Sacramento.
Governor Jerry Brown spoke of the ongoing effort to whittle down California's multi-billion dollar budget deficit during a wide-ranging end-of-the-year news conference.
This coming year, that will again dominate certainly the first 6 months. The cuts that I'm going to propose are going to be very difficult. They'll assume a tax increase voted by the voters. Pulling it all together will be probably just as hard as last year.
Brown says the state's $26 billion deficit has been cut in half, and he's begun talks with different interests to gather support for his proposed tax increases. The governor must present a budget proposal by January 10th to the state legislature. He'll likely give his annual State of the State address later this month. At the state capitol, I'm Jenny O'Mara.
The California Environmental Quality Act, or CEQA, will undergo some slight changes this year. Three new laws are designed to get rid of some red tape in the environmental review process so that projects may proceed more quickly. Democratic Senator Joe Simidian hopes his legislation will remove some of the constraints on infill projects and give solar projects a break when it comes to greenhouse gas emissions.
Most development is not high profile. It's the day-to-day development that is infill in our communities, that is of concern to local community members. That's the kind of project that we took a look at with Senate Bill 226. The goal here was to look at the kind of projects that are going to pop up in almost anyone's neighborhood.
Also going into law are two bills that speed up the judicial process for any CEQA-related complaints over projects costing more than $100 million. From KRCB Radio, that's the California Update. Find these and other stories at northbayvoice.org. I'm Mark Prell.